Angus, thank you very much for joining us on BBC London 94.9. This news about Adam Voges being selected in the Ashes squad for Australia. Just explain to us your first thoughts when you receive this news.
It's a mixture, really, isn't it? I mean, you're obviously delighted for Adam because having worked with him before and sort of having had him at Middlesex before, you realise what a not only a good cricketer he is, but what a top bloke he is too. So the fact that he's managed to get himself into an Ashes squad and a West Indies touring squad for Australia is something that you're delighted for him about. Obviously for us, it's a blow because we made an early decision last year, a sort of decision that Chris Rogers probably wouldn't be available to us, thinking that Adam wouldn't be. But I think as the winter's unfolding, you've seen Adam's form continuing him to break record after record. We've obviously spent some time sat down thinking about contingencies, and I suppose now's the time to start putting them into action.
Is it something you've expected to happen then, Angus? Have you sort of, obviously you say about contingency plans, have you sort of, over the last few months, just been waiting for this day and now you can press on?
It's hard. I mean, you have contingencies and contingencies. I mean, it's very difficult to sort of plan, really, until you know exactly where things are, because there's an Australian A tour as well, which obviously takes in some players who didn't quite get onto the Ashes tour. So to know exactly where you stand and sort of to have every base covered is difficult. But no, we've spent a lot of time sort of sat down thinking and considering possible replacements. And now's the time to sort of, make all the contacts and start sorting out what we're going to do once Adam leaves in the middle of May.
Is it just one of those things? Is it just what happens in these kind of situations? Or I'm not saying there's anyone to blame necessarily, but would you have maybe wanted more dialogue from Cricket Australia, maybe anything like that? Or, as I say, is it just one of those things?
It's just one of those things. I mean, a player could get injured, couldn't he? At any time. And I mean, you look at other counties in other years and players pick up injuries playing abroad during the winter and you can never tell when they're going to come along. So, no, it's Australia aren't going to name their touring Ashes squad any earlier than they have to, or they're not going to tell people what they're doing. The World Cup's been taking place and the end of the World Cup obviously is a time now to sort of plan the next stage of Australian cricket. So, no, there's no issues there whatsoever. It's just something that happens.
As you say, it's history repeating itself as well, isn't it, with what happened with Chris Rogers. It's a very similar situation from a couple of years ago.
Well, yes. I mean, Adam stood in for Chris then. That was in the middle of the season. I think the Australian squad was picked a little bit later that time, because this time around they're picking for the West Indies too, so which means that they're going abroad before they come to England, so that's why it's a little bit earlier than before. But, yeah, I mean, we sort of got Adam in then and he did very well for us, and I'm sure we'll get a suitable replacement in the next few days.
How do you appease those fans? Because I think naturally when you lose a good player from your county championship campaign and such a good player as well, that there's obviously going to be an inevitable worry about the club's chances, I suppose. How do you sort of say to those fans there is no need to worry?
Well, what you do is you get down and you get a suitable replacement. That's all you can do, isn't it? You can't sort of sit there sort of worrying about it as such. You've got to get off your backside and get the person in that you want, and hopefully the bloke that you get in will do just as well as Adam would have hopefully done.
That's going to be difficult, isn't it, Angus, just finally, to find someone as good as Adam?
Well, yes, it will. I mean, it's interesting that sort of, I don't think when we signed Adam last year, there were a few people sort of questioning whether he was as big a name as we wanted type of thing. So it's amazing how people sort of tune changes throughout the winter. But we'll be doing our best to make sure that we get a suitable replacement for Adam.